Well, after I got through with the conference, ended up on Sunday afternoon, I could not get a flight back out west until Tuesday. So that all day Monday. And I thought, well, I'll go down to Washington, D.C. Family I was staying with lived right on one of those metro lines, and so I jumped on that train and took off down and got off at the 14th Street exit. And I went upstairs, and there was the Smithsonian Institute of National History, Science, and all that stuff. And I went in. There was nobody there. Because you remember, after 9/11, we had a little thing called the anthrax scare. You remember that? And all of our fearless leaders had run for the hills. But all the little worker bees had to stay behind and run the little kiosks and the shops and stuff. But all our representative centers, they had one of them cleared out. But they made the people that worked there stay there. There was no lines. There was no tourists. Everybody was afraid, I guess. And I went into the IMAX in the Smithsonian, bought my ticket, went in and sat down and had a private showing all to myself of the movie. Not another soul in there. Well, when I came out, I noticed they had this whale exhibit, traveling whale exhibit there in the Institute. It took up one-third of a floor. And I thought, well, I love whales. I'll go in there and see what I can learn. So I went in, and they had a poster that was, oh, it was as tall as your wall back here and about this wide, big board right at the door, designed for your basic third or fourth grader. And I went in and read that, and I thought, man, I didn't know this. Do you know where whales came from according to that poster? They are cows that gone back into water. I'm not lying. This was sponsored by the National Geographic Society, by Jacques Cousteau Oceanographic Institute, two or three other outfits. They were sending this man all over the world. And he spent 8 months or so in Washington, D.C. at Smithsonian. Well, I thought, I got some questions. I need somebody to answer them. And I got looking around. There was one other man in the building, in that exhibit. He had on a little Tam-looking thing, one of those funny-looking hats. And he had a bow tie and a badge. I said, that's the man. So I went over to him. I said, sir, do you work with this outfit? And I will not give you his inflection. I can't do it. But he said, he informed me he was the curator. And he was traveling with it all over the world. I said, you the man. I want to ask you some questions. Now, I got some things figured out. I know which cow the orca is. That's the Holstein. Got that one covered. The humpback is a Brahma. And I went through three or four that kind of matched up, but I said, sir, for the life of me, which one was the blue whale? And he looked at me and he said, surely you jest. I said, no more than you do with that poppycock you got on your sign over there by the door. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk with you about it for a little while. And I said, now, sir, I know you're obviously an evolutionist or a devolutionist because you got us going back to the water, so I'm not sure which way you're headed. But I want you to declare one way only, because if you debate most evolutionists and you get them pinned down somewhere, you know what they'll do? They'll spin around and go the other way. I want them to declare up front which way I'm headed, and let's have the debate. And so we started talking. And I said, sir, I said, that's amazing to me that your main reason why whales or cows is because they give live birth and nurse their young. Squirrels do that. I pointed out three or four other animals did the same thing. I said, that don't make them whales. And I said, need to ask you a couple of questions though about some issues here. It's kind of got me stumped. I said, in all your study, you obviously have learned a lot about them. I said, do you ever known of, let's say, a bull whale coming out of an orca gam and coming over here and grabbing a cow out of a blue whale herd and creating a new whale? Have you got any evidence of that happening? Well, certainly not. The orcas are with the orcas, and they're blues with blues, and this with that. And I said, well, then they not like cows at all. I said, I live where they grow a bunch of cows. Big open ranching country where I live, and you either in the ranching business or you work for somebody in the ranching business. And I said, I know something about bulls and cows that you need to know. I said, if you don't have up a stout fence, I don't care what kind of bull or what kind of cow, you're going to have a calf. I said, in fact, they do mix them on purpose now. They put the bromazine, the bromas with the limousines, and they come up with the bromazine. They eat dirt and do well. And I said, you have no evidence of this happening? I said, they aren't like cows at all. I said, because where are the fences in the ocean that keeps them separated? I said, I'm going to tell you how they stay separated, sir. You obviously don't know this. It's in the Bible. God created them, and he said to the orcas, you reproduce after your kind. And he turned to the blues and said, you reproduce after your kind. And I'm going to tell you why they're in the ocean, because God put them in there to start with. And he drew a line. He called it the seashore. And he said to all the boys and girls out there in the ocean, he said, that's where you live. That's your domain. And if you try to come up here, you're going to die. If you try to live on dry ground. I said, he told all the boys and girls he put up on the ground, he said, this is your domain. And if you try to go up there and live, you're going to die too. And that's the way it's been for 6,000 years. Well, I could tell he'd becoming a praying man at that point. So he was praying for somebody else to come in there and get him loose from that crazy guy from Texas. But I hung with him. And I said, sir, I said, and I want to say something to you, kind of get on to you for a little bit. I said, every time I read about once a month in the paper, some whale has come up on the bank somewhere. And all y'all run out there and start throwing water on it, and you try to figure out how to get a tugboat to drag it back out in the ocean so it can swim off. I said, leave the whale alone. He's tired of being one. He's ready to come back and be a cow again. The guy just looked at me and knew I was a lost cause, so he let me go. But folks, truth is in short supply. And you can go to the Smithsonian and find it. But I'll tell you where there is no shortage of truth. It's from the Word of God. Its truth is unerring and infallible and without error.